Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Cool Like the Head, WMFO in Medford. I'm one of your hosts, Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carbone. We got the next hour coming up till 2 a.m.
Yeah, this is a dance hour. You know, we got some disco music going, some Evan Williams. Dances.
Get your feet moving at 1 a.m. right now. It's 1:04.
Yeah, it's picking up. I still saw some people out in their party clothes, dressed up nice.
Yeah.
Barefoot people running around, dancing with nymphs and swimming in mystic rivers.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Nah, I didn't see any of that.
You didn't see it.
You tripping, man.
Yeah, it takes some hardcore drugs.
Bobby was driving over here tonight, and I guess he was seeing fucking nymphs.
Yeah. I love taking a couple tabs and then going driving.
Yeah, I think I'll drive home, man. It's nice taking the car, though.
Yo, you remember when Sam did that? when we were all at your house, and Sam was tripping, he was like, "All right, guys, I'm just going to drive home." We let him go, man. We let him send a man
to his death, but he made it.
He said he was all right. I believe that.
Sometimes you just gotta let people go, you know. You gotta let them.
Yeah, you gotta trust them.
People, you know, surprise you sometimes.
Yeah. Let people make their own mistakes.
Yeah,
let people rise to the occasion.
No, I'd say if there's something bad happening, don't help. Don't try and like.
It depends what it is.
I don't know, man.
If you saw someone getting like murdered in an alley, you just
run
like,
away.
Run away.
I don't want to get murdered too.
Yeah,
right.
And that guy getting like you don't know.
He might deserve it.
Yeah, it's really not your conflict.
Stay out of other people's business, you know.
What if you saw?
I'm gonna go out of my way.
What if you saw someone getting robbed?
Depends on the if the dude had a gun, no chance. Maybe like a. If it was like a smaller dude, I think I could get him, you know, because then I could be a hero, you know. There's a like little risk, high reward. I don't know.
Yeah. God, I heard about this guy on Tufts campus. He's a Zeta brother who's carrying around brass knuckles now.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Don't be picking fights with dudes.
Yeah,
know?
Don't go to Zeta. They'll roof your drink and then they'll beat the shit out of you with brass knuckles.
I feel like you could get brass knuckles, you could kill someone in like one punch.
Yeah, break their jaw at least.
Crack your skull. That's a undervalued weapon, you know. That's kind of dangerous.
Brass knuckles are cool. You gotta get up close though.
Yeah.
Like what would you rather have? Like brass knuckles or a knife?
Switchblades are cool, dude. You know, you can be a What'd you say, punk?
Yeah, brass knuckles ain't coming out of your grip, though. You know, you could drop the knife.
Yeah. Someone could get your knife away from that. That would happen to me. Someone would probably get my knife away from me, and then kill me with my own fucking knife, dude. I feel like that's why I shouldn't. Maybe a gun, you know. Maybe I gotta take the next step up, dude.
Yeah,
I gotta whip that out. Not a lot of people got those.
That's lame, though. You know, you just pull out the gun. Like, oh man, I thought we were gonna.
Don't make me pull out the jammy.
Fight it out face to face, man. No blocks.
It's all about intimidation. You never even gotta fire that. Just put blanks in it.
Yeah. What's that Eminem song? Like, I don't need bullets because when I pull it, they sweat bullets. Yeah. No, that's real, though. Fear.
So I get shot by the police, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, pulling out a gun.
Like having an airsoft gun with the tip, orange tip taken off of it. Just getting shot.
Put
it
in a Sharpie on it. I mean, what would you do if you're a policeman and you saw you pull out a gun? Like a little kid?
Shoot him.
Take him out.
Nah, maybe go up to him and be like, "Hey, kid," and then he like points it at you and you're like, "Weapons free."
Drop the weapon.
Yeah, drop it. Huh? Bam.
You're listening to Roy Ayers right now. Liquid Love, baby.
go ahead and get up and sing The Beat Goes On. And this is her first time in front of an audience. Number one, she's 12 and a half years old, and she's drunk. Now, immediately, that makes it kind of tough. This is our daughter, Kathy, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, come on, come on. Yay! Now, you all right? You gonna do it? Beautiful.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has banned that stage, uh-huh. The mini skirts, the current thing, uh-huh. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the
come up. Bang him off. James, your name is Toby. I want to hear you say it. Your name is Toby. You're going to learn to say your name. Let me hear you say it. What's your name?
Kunta. Kunta Kinte.
When the master gives you something, you take it. He gave you a name. It's a nice name. It's Toby. And it's going to be yours till the day you die. Now, I know you understand me, and I want to hear it. Again! I want to hear you say your name. Your name is Toby. What's your name?
Gunther.
Lord God, help that boy. They gonna whip him dead.
What's your name? Say it. Toby. Who are you? Say your name. What's your name?
Toby.
You gotta fast some back. See, niggas don't know where this shit started. Y'all know where it came from. Saying we gonna take y'all back to the source. Yo,
when the MCs again. Came to live out the
game. Say it, Morris, we all can hear you. What's your name?
Sweatshirt, that's minimum. And feminine like sandals. My minimum table stacks the first on the gamble. Energy is felt once the cards are dealt. With the impact of roundhouse kicks from black belts that attack. The white bones like cyclones or typhoons. I represent from midnight to high noon. I don't waste ink, nigga. I think I drop megaton bombs more fast than your blink. Cause rhyme thoughts travel at a tremendous speed. Through clouds of smoke of natural blends of weed. Only under one circumstance, if I'm blunted, turn that shit up. My clan in the front wanted. That with the MCs came to live out the name. And to tattoo perform. Some had to snort cocaine to the act the same. Or be rocking on that one with the mental plane. Just to spark the brain with the building to be born. Yo, the rhythm of the track with the what? I'm on a mission that niggas say is impossible. But when I swing my swords, they all choppable. I be the body dropper, the heartbeat stopper. Child educator plus head infiltrator. Cause niggas styles are old like Mark 5 sneakers. Lyrics are weak like clock radio speakers. Don't even stop at my station and attack while your plan fell with the rep like Amtrak. What the fuck for? Damn, my law make law. I be justice. I sentence that ass 2 to 4. Ram the clock to that state pen time. Check it. But the pins, I'll be sticking with you, can't stake the crime. Came through with the woo, slid off on the DL. I'm low key like seashells, I rock these bells. Now come aboard, it's Medina bound into the chamber. And
it's a whole different sound. It's a wide entrance, small exit like a funnel. So deep, it's picked up on radios and tunnels. Niggas are fascinated how the shit we get vaccinated. My logo is branded in your skin with the MC's cane to live out the name. Check your air to perform. Some had to snort cocaine just to act the same before he rocked it on. Now on with the mental plane, just to spark your brain. To be born, yo, rhythm hit the track. What the fuck is it? The one in the ass.
Stopped at the last spot before I hit the train station. Needed some room for the mental relaxation.
Yo, son, pass me the medicine.
My medicine.
Yeah, I need to come out here alongside the guru. Big, I got red eyes. What? I got red eyes. I got red eyes. What? I got red, red. Give me the medicine. I ain't no leprechaun. It's the healing of the nation.
Skills boom through the smoke filled room, filling the contact like the Mac. I then consume all fools who blunder, so I take them underground. Cause I got the crazy fat sound. I blend it with jazz and mystify the masses. We teach blunt rolling classes.
My dialect reflects hip hop at its best. After a fat bun assessing, yes, I guess that you could call it habitual. Why? Cause every day it's a ritual.
Diplomatized stick, look out for Popo Whip. My needle never skip, cause a bit like me don't slip. As we elevate, my ghetto mind state, cut like a double plate. But wait.
Independently minded.
Are you ambitious?
Indeed, a new breed. And suckers can't compare to the master. The truth got you trapped in the square. You're restricted while I'm unlimited, gifted. And I'm even iller when I'm lifted. Stimulated in the zone on the microphone. After a bone, whoever wants to take them home.
Yes, I bring heat, so feel the warmth from my free speech. Believe in Jah, the ganja helps me reach. I'm creative levels of enlightenment. And when I'm writing, then you know just who's on the mic again. The ghouls on the map, kid. You took a nap, kid. Taking me out is an impossible task, kid. I'll spark you up, lock you up. Now you're scorned. You should have paid attention way back when you were warned. You're torn into bits as I take hits of my slip. I came to do work. The expert will never quit.
The medicine, the medicine. The medicine lie will bring us back again. The medicine, the medicine, the medicine job is coming back again. The medicine, the medicine, the medicine lie will bring us back again. The medicine, the medicine, the medicine job is coming back again.
Red eyes, what? I got red eyes, hey.
the late night hour, cool like the head, WMFO Medford. Thank you for tuning in to our jazz lounge tonight.
This is one of your hosts, Jonathan Carboat.
I'm Bobby Familiar. We'll be serving drinks on tap.
What kind of drinks we serving on tap? That would be beer.
Yeah, right, Budweiser, Natty Light. Real fancy.
Got some mixed drinks too. Got some swish if you're looking for that.
Yeah, out of the barrel.
Right out the barrel.
Metal barrel too, like a fucking oil can.
Yeah, it that kind of metal, it probably leached a little bit into the drink. You know, you're probably getting a little aluminum in your mouth. Mm. It's cool though.
You know, people used to sweeten wine with lead. It can be done.
I mean, it might taste kind of good.
Yeah, I bet lead tastes really good. You know,
mercury looks like it would be good to drink, dude.
It does. Like, is it hot?
Silvery? Like, no, I want something like that temp. Looks like mercury that I can eat.
Like chrome food.
You see, your just mouth is just full of chrome afterwards, too. Yeah. It's like it's like that thing in Mad Max.
Got something on your tooth.
The dudes spraying their faces. You see that movie?
Witness me. Or what does he say? Disappointing when the guy doesn't make it. What is that?
Immortan Joe. You're just a waste, man.
That'd be cool to have a blood bag, though. You'd be mad tight.
Yeah. You know, you could squeeze it a little. Get the blood. I feel the life pumping through my veins. Those dudes are kind of going nuts right before they just, I think they're kind of inhaling the fumes.
You think
would you do that if you knew you were going to die? Just inhale some spray paint?
I feel like I'd pass out. I'd be like, witness me. Oh my God. Knock my head down on that chair or something. I heard about this girl in Zeta who was at the formal tonight. Her and her partner were dancing. He tries to, you know, do the swoon move. He dips her down, dips her a little too far down, kind of lets her fall. She smacks her head into a table hard enough to flip the table, send a vase full of flowers in the air, which smashed on the floor.
It's like a cartoon, man.
Yeah.
What happened to the flowers? They broke?
They got stepped on by some drunk people.
Some dead flowers out there.
Yeah. Moment of silence. Alright, moment's over.
Yeah, we just watched a pretty crazy movie tonight.
I was just gonna say, if you haven't seen Hellraiser, you should check it out. It's on Netflix.
Well, I've seen it twice now. Once without the sound, now with.
Yeah, with it was still good.
It was better, you know. I feel like I knew more of the
plot. Yeah, we knew more of the plot.
It was pretty heavy, dude. It had a very this won't ruin the end of the movie, but there's this crazy death scene at the end of the movie. And
yeah, you kind of see the same thing at the beginning of the movie, yeah. Too.
So
dude just like, gets...
He's just like, Jesus wept. And then he's got
all these hooks in his body.
And then they're like, tear him apart. Yeah,
the hooks shreds. Are all pulling at him, and they're grabbing onto his face. He does this thing with his tongue. He licks around his lips like, and then he just says, Jesus wept. And then he gets his whole body pulled apart.
Exploded.
By these hooks with chains on him.
And then all these other demons are like, tore his soul apart.
You don't know the difference between pleasure and pain.
One dude just got a vagina on his neck. Just on his neck.
One guy just looks like a thumb.
He's just like got his little worm tongue. He's like, yes, do it.
Pinhead's got all these pins.
He's got this crazy deep voice. Dude, that'd be, he'd be good in an acapella group.
Yeah, nice. Low bass. Yeah, it's cool. It's only got like 2 stars on Netflix, but honestly, disregard Netflix ratings.
Netflix, sometimes there are movies that are shit. That
I think
have
the,
great
ratings are fake.
I think they're designed for like what they think you will rate it. that's bullshit. How the fuck do you know what I'm gonna rate it? Trying to
I think they're doing it to do like, oh, best rated films. Check out, you know, Netflix originals.
No, I think it actually takes all of the movies you watch, and it's like, this is probably something.
Then why wouldn't it think I would like Hellraiser, man?
Yeah, we watch a lot of horror movies.
Yeah. Give me something else in the background. This feels empty, man. What, the band go get drinks? They put their instruments down?
We got Donnie and Joe Emerson.
What are we paying them for?
Playing lightly in the background. These dudes are some bad motherfuckers.
Yeah, why do you say that?
Just the album. I don't know anything about them. Just the album cover. This dude is... He just got this face. It's like, yeah, I'll fuck you up, son.
And they play music like this. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah. I got a dark side, man.
Yeah. It's the kind of music, you know, you're sitting with your honey on the hood of your El Camino in front of a airfield strip as a plane just like cruises over you.
Fucking crashes right in front of you. Just bodies flying from it, covered in jet fuel flames.
Yeah, you can't even stop me. Damn, man, that totally tore my pretty scene right in half. You can't even like stop, drop, and roll when you get jet fuel on.
It was a really low to the ground plane, so people didn't die on impact. It was like a Cessna, and the pilot's like, "Get me out! Get me out!"
Did you say there's a Cessna, like a little tiny plane that got caught up in the mix?
No, that was the only plane that was going to the airfield. Oh, you know? Okay. It was just someone just trying to take off, but the engine blew out. He's like, oh shit. I love you. I love my family. dark turn, dude.
What do you think happened to Amelia Earhart, man? That's a story.
She made it.
You think she made it?
She's in Lost, obviously. She's on the island from Lost. I'm only on season 4. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I lost that. I mean, I think I finished it, but it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I kind of gave it up. Yeah.
I feel like they jumped the shark.
Yeah. When it started getting into, like, time travel and, like...
Nuclear bombs.
Kind of dumb.
Yeah, really dumb. Dumb as shit.
My favorite character on the show, though, was Saeed. That dude was the best character.
I don't remember Farley, was that his name?
Hurley. the fat guy.
Now
that everyone knows, like, this guy's the weak link.
He won the lottery.
He was kind of just like Hurley. He's just like the everyone likes Hurley.
Yeah, I think some people have issues with Hurley, man. He's probably eating more than his fair share. Hurley, how did Hurley stay so fat?
Yeah, I feel like he'd be getting skinny.
He should have been getting skinny, man.
It was like four seasons.
He's sneaking snacks on the side. He had a full luggage full of candy.
I remember the others, you know, they're running around the woods. Yeah. They're like secret orphan children.
Is that what they were? I thought it was like scientists.
They turn out to be scientists. Yeah.
Orphan children, geniuses.
Everyone's got something to hide on Lost, man. You know, it's like Game of Thrones. It's up there with that. Yeah, no, honestly, Game of Thrones kind of sucks.
I like it, man. You're just out of the times.
Yeah, whatever. We got Fiesta in Utero, Poor Belarius coming up. We're gonna let this song play out though. Oh, baby. You're so baby. You're so baby.
I've not always been their best husband.
That's the smartest thing to ever come out of your mouth.
Hey, you want to know the smartest thing to ever come out of your mouth? Mein doodle. I'm Einstein, bitch. Einstein, motherfucker.
Oh, keeps me hanging. A bottle of wine, he leaves me moaning all evening. Puts me right down here. He holds me right down here. Keeps me right down here. Well, I'm talk about him. Can't get him off my mind. Cannot live without. He keeps me on the wine. No roads open all day long. He puts me right down here. He holds me right down here. He keeps me. He keeps me.
To spin this generator.
Okay.
When you spin it, it creates a current. Now, this preceding series of motors and generators turns into perpetual motion for you once you start it by spinning a generator.
Peter is currently living in a shelter for mentally ill and homeless people. While he is disconnected from many aspects of reality, you will see that he remains aware of issues of social interaction.
To someone else, I don't know who, but they're able to give a response back because of how thick the dental is in my teeth. How thick the dental is.
And so when
they did it, I had a thought, but when they pulled them out, they pulled them out first. Person who wanted it didn't. Someone else sold it to someone else. I don't know who, but they're able to give a response back because of how thick the dental is in my teeth. How thick the dental is. They're easy to focus a heavier field of pickup reception. They're able to give a response back because of how thick the dental is in my teeth. To someone else, I don't know who, but they're able to give a response back because of how thick the dental is in my teeth. To someone else, I don't know who, but they're able to give a response back because of how thick the dental is in my teeth. It's a heavier field of pickup reception because of all the fillings I got. Dental is in my teeth. How thick the dental is. Generators creating enough current to turn a master turbine to run a whole power source without running out of that sense. wealthy technicians and people. I think the deal is, and the needles, they're easy to focus a heavier field of pickup reception because of all the fillings I got. And so I am.
Who's listening?
I think it's people like at Stanford. And technicians, wealthy technicians and people that do stuff like NASA or any of that sort of stuff.
Peter.
And they put the needle in. And they're easy to focus a heavier field of pickup reception to someone else, I don't know who, but they're able to give a response back because of how thick the dental is in my teeth. How thick the dental is.
Coming on to say goodnight to everybody. It's cool like the head. It's 1:55 a.m. Listening to WMFO in Medford.
It's been a good show. Getting real tired, man.
Yeah, it's getting late. We're happy we got to spin a lot of sounds for you guys tonight.
Yeah, a lot of music. That's one of those nights.
We were on the ones and twos.
There's some bad news. On Cool Like the Head tonight, Prince has died.
Age 57, found in his home in Minnesota.
Of the flu, apparently.
Apparently, that's rumor has it, man. They're not coming out with any. We don't spread rumors on Cool Like the Head, obviously. one of the greatest pop stars of all time absolutely changed the recording business and how to conduct oneself in the studio. He's diverse and, you know. Pop star Hall of Fame, definitely. He apparently has enough recorded music to come out with an album, unreleased, to come out with an album every year for a while. I don't know how long.
Oh,
but he's got a lot. Anyways,
a couple years.
We haven't heard the last of Prince, so
yeah, you know, maybe he'll be back from the dead.
I heard that he died because. He was having an epic, like, 200-person orgy in his house. Then all of a sudden, a beam of light shot down, and he flew up the sky in a purple bowl of lightning.
God needs me.
Yeah.
I have to go.
All right. This one goes out to the ever-great, elusive Prince.
Windows cry, baby.